Okay, Rabbeisai, we're going to be kind of like going off on a tangent. Where the Gemara had started with here was the sugya of Tok Ve'echad Befaneinu. What's the din? And we brought a braisa that we thought perhaps would tell us what the halacha is. The braisa says, when do we say Achleiku? It's the Talas Yotzim Tachas Yodash Al Echamehem. However, B'shnei Madukamba. And the Gemara had only one way of understanding what that meant. And that is to say that it's talking about it's tuk ve'echad b'faneinu, and it's shosak l'besoif tzavach. The Gemara now is going to come up with a second interpretation. The Gemara says, loy, hocha b'mayaskinon, ki goin da'aslu kamon, d'tvisele tavayu. They came in front of us and they're both holding it. Otherwise known as shnayim oichzim b'talis. And we say to them, go split it. Vinafku, they go out. Vahadar Asi, and they come back. And lo and behold, now one of them is holding it. Hi, Armor, this one says he was mited to me, that it's mine, and therefore he gave it to me. I didn't grab it from him. He gave it to me. Vahai, Armor Le Bidumei Agartaniele. And the other one says, no. I let him have it, but I rented it to him. I didn't say it's his. I just rented it to him. Damrina lay, we say to him, Ahashta chashad to lebi gazlan. Up until now, you chushed him as being a gazlan. Vahashta migris lebeloi sadi. And now you're going to rent it to him without aidim. That sounds preposterous. Your taina is not believable. So therefore, the halacha is, if one person's holding it, amaytzi mechaber alvaraya in these conditions. So we're going to get back to the details of this, but let's hold on for a second. The Chazon Yechezkel, which we have in the back of the pages that we gave, Chazon Yechezkel is a pirish on the Tosefta. There is very little that was written about the Tosefta until the Chazon Yechezkel of Chatzkel Abramsky came along. Chatzkel Abramsky brings the Tosefta. We have find the Tosefta in the back of your Gemaras. Everyone should have the Tosefta there. And the Tosefta says something very similar to our Gemara. Our Gemara is not the exact same words as the Tosefta. If you look in the Dibur HaMaschil of the Chazon Yechezkel, it says, Avalim Haisa Biyadu Shel Echad Mehem, which is very similar to our Braisa. But the language that the Tosefta uses, and if you want to see it inside, we'll Beis Hashem, hopefully Tuesday, we're going to go through the Tosefta clearly. The language of our Braisa is Haisa Talas Yotzis Mitachas Yadu Shel Echad Mehem. It's practically the same thing. What is the Tosefta? It's a collection also of statements from Tanoim that didn't make it to the Mishnah. So it's very similar to a Braisa. So you have over here the Tosefta. It's in the back of your Gemara. And says the Chazon Yechezkel that the language of our Braisa in front of us in the Gemara, Haisa Yoitzis Mitachas Yoro Shel Echomehem, actually sounds more like the Gemara's second answer, like the Gemara just said. Because Yoitzitachas Miyadat Yatzarachosha means that it like all of a sudden like appeared in the hands of one of them. So Yoitzitachas, says the Chazon Yechezkel, it sounds like the case the way we were saying it, that originally it was the hands of both of them. They leave and they come back, and all of a sudden the talis is in the hands of one of them. Holy moly, what happened over here? That's the case. But the way that our Gemara has it, which is Tukva Echad Bifaneinu, it's not Yoitze Mitachas Yodash Echamehem, it's Biyad Echamehem. So says the Chazon Yechezkel, the language of the Tosefta maybe would better tolerate the Gemara's first shot, or better like be worked out with the words. But the way that the Braisa we have in front of us, actually, it goes better with the Gemara's second answer. Maybe that's why the Gemara actually introduces this with the word loy. If you look in our Gemara says, is it not talking about Tok Ve'echad Befaneinu? This is the Gemara. Loy. No, I have a better pshat in the Braisa. Hocha v'mayaskino, what I'm saying now, and that fits better, says the Chazon Yechezkel. The second pshat, the alternative in the Gemara, is actually more meduyik. And we use the lashon of yoytzi mitachas yodah shod echad mehem. So what's the case? The case is that they're both holding in a bezdin. A bezdin said, zilu plugu, go split it. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, I have a question for you. Is that what bezdin does? Does bezdin go, like, tell them, go split it? I mean, I would have thought that where would it be split?
In bezdin.
In bezdin. I would think you split it in Bezdin. What does it mean, Zilu Plugu? You go split it.
If you wanted to get money, you're not like, are you cutting the tiles in half?
So there's a shaila in the Gemara of whether you cut the tiles in half or you sell it. But even if it's sell it, I would still assume you have two people arguing over a talus. I would assume that Bezdin are the ones that split it. The Bezdin sells it for you. They probably have a Bezdin auction where they sell things off. I'm assuming. I don't think you would tell them, okay, guys, you go, you can take care of it yourself. Is that the way it works?
Why is Zil Mashmar out of Bezdin?
Maybe there's like another bet. Listen, there's the Dayanim. They sit over here, and then you got to go to the other room. There's down the hall, and over there is where we sell it. And they walked out of their room, and then all of a sudden they're back in their room 3 minutes later. They didn't actually leave the Bezdin. If you go to courts, there's a bunch of rooms in the court. Maybe there's the Dayanim aren't the ones who are going to sell it for you. The Dayanim have there's us, you know, in the other part of Bezdin. I don't know. It could be.
Is it called the Ongover?
What do you mean? Is it called the Ongover?
That they have to fight over it.
No, what do you mean? We're saying Zilu Plugu, split it. Shnei Mechzu Metalis, split it. We're saying Yachloiku, it sounds like.
Gemara doesn't mention the fact that they need to swear.
So it could be, we're talking about a case where they're not swearing.
Which is Bizman Shemoydim. Bizman Shemoydim. So
that's the Shiloh, Bizman Shemoydim. It says Yachloiku Beloy Shvu. Does that mean they do it out of Bezdin? Yachloiku is out of Bezdin? What?
Still a Gemara Din of Yachloiku.
Let me ask you a question. Here's the question. Yesh lahem eidim. It's Yachloiku outside of Bezdin? I don't think so. There's eidim. Bezdin's going to pass. Yachloiku. Bezdin should fear it always. There's eidim, so we don't need a shvu. It's Yachloiku. Says Avrami suffered. So Bezman Shei Moedim is also a Yachloiku of Bezdin. It's Bezman Shei Moedim. Oish yesh lahem eidim. Yachloiku below shvu. It's Yachloiku in Bezdin.
There's no reason for Bezdin to do it if they're both Moedim that it's half-half.
The Braisa sounds not like that. The Mishnah, the Mishnah says, "Bizman shei moedim oishesh lem edim cholkim b'loy shvua." So I want to take what Dovidri says, but I want to tweak it a little bit. I want to tweak it, Dovidri. If you remember, the Shir Klal we started with "Bizman shei moedim" means after Bezdin already paskin that the yachloiku b'shvua, and maybe you can't take it back. But I want to say that this is a little bit of a different case than them hey moedim. This is not hey moedim. Maybe this is a case when they're saying, "We don't want to swear." I know the Shita Mekubetz says, we're talking about a case where they both say, we don't want to swear, we're not swearing, forget it, forget the Shavuot, it's not happening. So what in Bezdin Paskin? What was Bezdin's original Psak? Yachloku b'Shavuot. If they're Moideh, so then you have Hoidos Baldin, I understand why you don't have to do a Shavuot anymore. If there's Eidim, I understand why they don't have to do a Shavuot anymore. But if they're not Moideh, it's not Eidim. They both just say, look, we're not interested in swearing. So what's Bezdin's going to say? Okay, so get out of here. Go split it. You know, it's not our business. It's your business. Then it's talking out our business. If they'd be moid, each one says, you know what? I'm going to tell you the honest truth. Truth is we picked it up at the same time. And that's why Das Baldin Kimei Edom. And it's like we have Edom. There's no need for a shmu anymore. It's still, we're still going with Bezdin's psak. We're working with Bezdin's psak. We don't need the shmu anymore. If there's Edom, we don't need shmu. If there's moid, we don't need shmu. There's man jayim moidim. Oishayesh lahem Edom. Then it's yachloiku b'loy shmu. However, if they both say, look, we're not interested in making the Shavua. So basically what we're saying is we don't want Bezdin's Psak. We want to do this on our own. Okay, so go. Go do it on your own. What are you doing here? We're not doing it for you. This is not what we paskind. So Bezdin's not going to do a Yachloiku without a Shavua. Bezdin's Psak was Yachloiku b'Shavua. So therefore, they're going to leave Bezdin. The Chayra, that can be the reason why over here it says Zilu Plugu. Go out and split. So what happens? They sent them out. They said Zilu Plugu, and Vinafku they left. V'hadar Asu Kitavus Luchad Minayu. One of them is grabbing it. Hi Omer, I do Oidile. This one says he was Moida to me. V'Omer V'Demei Agarti Niale. And the other one says no, I rented it to him for money. Darmin and Le, we say to him Arhashta Chashadet Le Begazlin. Up until now you were choshed him as a Gazlin. V'Hashta Meigris Le Beloy Sahadi. And now you're renting it to him without Edim. So therefore, he's not Nema. Abai said, what would have been if he would have tainud? Not that I rented it to him without Edom. He would have tainud that he grabbed it from me. What would have been the deal if he would have tainud that he grabbed it from me? It sounds like from the Gemara, the only reason why, again, Reuven is not holding, Reuven and Shimon are both holding on to the talus. Now the talis is exclusively in Shimon's hands. They came back and it's Biyat Shimon. And Shimon says he was mighty to me. Reuven says, no, I rented it to him. We tell Reuven that's the most ridiculous thing I heard, because you were telling him yesterday he's a Gazan and now you're renting it to him? You're not Nema. But what would be if you would have said that Reuven would claim Shimon grabbed it from his hands? What does it sound like from the Gemara? He's going to be Nema. And then the din would go back to Yachleikel. It would be restored to a Yachleikel. If they wanted to split without swearing, but then maybe we would maybe return it to, again, if they decide to swear, they would swear, whatever it is, but they would have to make a Yachleikel again. Asks Taisvis, if that's the case. So even when he says this ridiculous claim of that he rented it in without Edim, we should believe him because he has a migu. He could have said that the other person grabbed it from him. So you're right, my claim is ridiculous. However, if I wanted to lie, then I could have just said the other person grabbed it from me. You would have believed me then. So you should believe me now also. Azay frektoisis. Says Tois, that's Tois's kash. Let's see Tois inside. Agus lebelo sadi. Ve'enoi neman b'migu di'boi amar tokfa mimenu. D'migu b'mokam edemu. Now it's interesting the way Tosfos says it. Tosfos is kind of like an implied question. I would have written Tosfos. I would write Vim Toimar Yeinemon Vimigu. That's the way I would have written it. But Tosfos is almost like just wants you to figure out the question. Ve'eino Nemon Vimigu. He's not Nemon Vimigu. Obviously, we don't believe him, so you're not believing with a Migu because it would be Migu Makamedim. Okay. However, if he would have just said the other person grabbed it from me, he would be believed. Says the Pnei Yoshua, what's the svara in this? I don't understand the svara. Two people were holding on to a talis. True. Now one person's holding on to a talis. What would be the din of the following thing? Let's say Reuven's holding a talis in Bezdin. 2 minutes later, Shimon's holding the talis. Shimon says, Reuven sold it to me. Reuven says he grabbed it. What would be the din in that case? Yesterday we saw Reuven holding the talis. Today we see Shimon holding the talis. Shimon says, I bought it from him. What's the din anytime a person's holding a talis and he's saying that the other person sold it to him? What's the din? I'm holding it now. You holding it yesterday. Okay, but I'm holding it today. Hold on. So what happens if that was yesterday? What happens if that was today? 3 minutes ago, Reuven was holding it. All of a sudden, Shimon's holding it. Reuven claims that Shimon grabbed it from him. Shimon said, I didn't grab it. He sold it to me. What's the halacha? Whoever's holding it, possession is 9/10 of the law. You ever heard that saying? Hold on. Possession is 9/10 of the law. So Obi also says the Pnei Yoshua, I don't get it. Right now, one of them's holding it. So he's saying the person's minded to me. So possession is 9/10 of the law. You're saying I grabbed it. Mechate says I grabbed it. Why is that a different? In any case, you're the person saying I grabbed it. What's the svara that he should be believed to say chatafti?
In that case, you wouldn't say that you go back to the last number of years of the status?
No. But we have something, but when it comes to metaltalin, it's called cheskas kolma, chazako kolma shetachas yadam shaloihu. Chazok, whoever's holding it, it's his. When it comes to karaka, we say karaka b'cheskas b'alei omedas. But metaltalin, whoever's holding it, it's his. Or else, Moshe, anytime you bought anything, the owner, you're at the owner's mercy, you just say that it's his. We say, what do you mean?
Unless there's proof otherwise.
Yeah, you have to always walk around with Edom. Whenever you go to a store, you have to have Edom that you bought something.
Receipts? Anything like that?
That's not the halacha. It's only by shtar. You need a shtar, that's a receipt, by karaka. You don't need it by metaltim. You don't make every person who's going to have to hold on to receipts for the rest of his life. If everything he bought, it's going to be rough times.
Where do we say over here we believe the same
So, where do we see that?
Yeah,
we see that because the Gemara says he's not believed because he made up this cockamamie thing. He says that I rented to him without Edim. We say, yo, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. But what happens if he said something that's not ridiculous? Like he said the person grabbed it. It sounds like from the Gemara. He's going to be believed. It says, and that's why Tosfos himself says, so he should be believed with a migul, he should accept chatafti. However, the Pnei Yeshua says, I don't get why he should be believed. Don't we have a regular comment? Say Machaber or Alvaraya. Let's see it inside. The Dibros Maisha brings down the Pnei Yeshua. Let's see his teres. Says the Dibros Maisha, my Debor Letoises, Dimaschal Agris. This that Toises was clear. The Oslo Kamanke, the Tvisulu Tarvayu, Varminale Plugu, Venafku, Vahadr Oslo Kitovs Luchan Minayu. Vimhoyo Oimer and Shetokfa Mimani. If the person would have changed this claim and said Tokfa, Hayanemon. Iraq Litoin, just because he said the time of the Ugale Bemigu, the Tokfa and Anemon, the Tarach Tam, which is the Toises has to come out to trying to work with a Migu. It needs a reason. The Ayan Pnei Yeshua. Shehiksha de Misvara and Loimer came. What's the reason? Why Misvara is in Nemo to say Tokfa? Venira duhu mishum de kaasuyin litkoi fame. Me'achisha achas ba vetanchu shaloi v'amele kaasuyin lisha lahashin lahaskir. She'en anem an lama lokuchi hi biyadi. Says the Ramesha the following thing. Usually, when someone has something in his possession, we assume possession is 9/10 of the law. But what about something that always is changing hands? It's changing hands regardless of who the owner is. For example, animals. Animals are constantly walking all over the place. I don't know if any of you ever had a pet. I did. He's always going in the house, out of the house, going to the other person's property. It was... Goy Joyce, animals, ein lehem chazaka. Which means anything that's constantly moving, so we don't have a chazaka of whoever's holding it, it's his. If all of a sudden you see my pet in someone else's house and he says it's his, we don't believe you. Why not? It's in my possession. Yeah, because it's not surprising. Yesterday he was by the other neighbor, the day before it was by the other neighbor, then he's by you. The fact that you're holding it doesn't prove anything. The dvarim sha'asu lahashul lahaskir. There are things that are normal to lend. For example, a pan. People lend out their pots and their pans all the time. These are things that people lend out. Someone else needs a pan, I lend it to him. So the fact that he's holding it doesn't mean it's his. I lend out my pans all the time. So these types of things, items that are usual to change hands in a constant basis, says the Gemara has no chazaka. So the person who's holding it, we does not automatically have the right to keep it. Usually we say, Amaytse Mechaber Alvaraya. Not when it comes to Goydras. Not when it comes to Dvar Masul HaShul HaSkir. Says Ramesha, not when it comes to two people fighting over a talis. Each one is claiming that it's his, clearly trying to grab it from the other one. If they walk out of Bezdin and come back and he says that person grabbed it, does that sound like anything like surprising to you? Not at all. It's not surprising. Says Ramesha, so therefore it has the status like Dvarim Ha'asri LaHashul LaHaskir. This person clearly tried grabbing it. So therefore, when now the other person is saying he grabbed it, so we would not accept just the fact that he's holding it as a basis to leave the tiles in his possession.
How often is this case that you're willing to say that then? It's not considered chazaka.
Only in this case. Maish is pointing out very appropriately that it's only in this dynamic where the two of them are fighting over the talis and each one is saying it's mine, they're holding it, they're trying to grab it. So that would make this situation a situation of Dvar Ma'asal HaShal HaSkir. However, what about it's a regular talis? Let's say Maish has a talis on Sunday and Monday we see the talis in the hands of Reuven. They weren't fighting over the talis. We have any reason to think that he's grabbing the talis? Nothing, no reason. So then the talis would be Reuven's. And it's not called something that's usil unless people lend out their talisim. I don't know, that's maybe talis is... But we're assuming right now that it's not that way. So therefore, it's only because of this situation that we're in. It's only because two people are holding on the talis and fighting for it that we're going to assume that it's likely one of them would have no qualms with grabbing it from the other. In a chanami, so what? Who said they're not fighting?
I don't know.
Basically,
said,
half is yours, half is yours. What's the fight?
Yeah, you think that? Well, they agreed that half is his and this is.
It's a matter based on.
So, no, but I'm trying to get into his head space. Reuven is fighting over the talus. Does Reuven want the talus? Does he want the whole talus? Okay, so now Bezin said that we split it. But if Reuven gets an opportunity to grab the other half of the talus, will he grab it? Why not?
He doesn't have that marheta anymore to grab the talus.
Why doesn't have the marheta anymore? What was the marheta?
That I think it's mine.
No, and the Mara Heter is not because I think it's mine. That's not the Mara Heter. What was the Moira Heter? Because he found it. So,
right, so Basin said it's not yours.
He knows it's not his. He's Moira Heter to take it anyway. He knows it's not his. That's what the Gemara says. We made a Shavua. Shalom Kelechon Hoylech V'toykev B'talisu Shachaver V'yoyim Yishaliyu. Bezin. Why should that change? So what?
He's not swearing
here. So Bezin said split it. But I want it even though Bezin said split it.
Having an argument, the whole thing is that you have an argument, Basin, Paschalist, and then you don't have an argument. You still argue after Basin, what's the point of
Basin? Basin is just telling us what we should do. It doesn't mean that I don't want it. I still want it. I'm still trying to grab it. So over here, we would still be choishish that he grabbed it afterwards. He shouldn't. He shouldn't have grabbed it in the first place. But Bezdin is telling us what to do when we have this type of situation. But it's still considered to be that we have good reason to assume that Reuven's going to grab it from Shimon. So that's why over here we're going to say, okay. So Rabbi says as follows. The only reason why over here he'd be believed to say that he was grabbed is because grabbed is the type of thing that is feasible. We said it's likely he's takagana trying to grab it. It's dvarim ha'asui to happen. What would be in the following case? The Rishayim talk about the following case. Reuven and Shimon are standing in front of us and they're both holding the talus. They leave Bezdin. Reuven says, Shimon was maida to me. And Shimon says, I rented it to him with Edim. With Edim. I was super diligent, super careful. Is there anything bizarre about saying I rented it to him with Edim? Is there anything bizarre about the Taina?
No.
No. Elamai, what is Bezdin going to say to them? Where's the Edom? He says, I was crazy. The Edom dropped dead. They both dropped dead right afterwards. They're gone. Or they left. They're out of town. They had to run. They're not here anymore. Is his Taina sound like not credible? Do we have any more? The claim that we said over here is like, that's ridiculous. You're telling me that yesterday you accused him as a Gazlan and now you rent it to him Beloi Sahadi without Edim. Definitely not as crazy.
Yeah, but now it makes no difference. Yeah. It's difference if you say as much if you believe him, you don't have
it. What?
It's as if you rent him without
it. No, but I don't sound like an idiot.
Will believe him that he rented
it. You don't have the Edens. So you know better than someone that didn't say.
No, but it still doesn't sound like an idiot. I'll tell you why. He's saying something strange happened, but it doesn't sound like what he says is preposterous. When I'm saying I rented him without Edim, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. No one in their right mind would do this. What I'm claiming I did, makes sense. You might say that, okay, why you don't have Edim? Okay, so where your Edim? But it's still, and I'll prove it to you, my friends, that for sure you're going to be Naaman. What's my proof? Because the Gemara says, what's the case when he's not believed? Is where he claims that he rented it to him without Edim. And we yell at him, what type of Meshuggah going to rent it without Edim? Why doesn't he just say that he claims that he rented it to him with Edim, without Edim? He doesn't have Edim. And what do we say to him? You meshugana ad hashta chashadat alev gaz and hashta ogislev beloi sahadi meshugana. It sounds like, says the Ramban, that if he would claim he has Edim, he'd be believed.
Your
time is
only good unless you believe that you have Edim. We're going to tell you to bring the Edim.
I can't find the Edim.
Which guy would believe
you? Oh, so why is he believed? But he's believed.
Which guy?
The
first guy that...
Again. About. Again, what?
Oh, the guy that
the guy that's claiming the other person rented it from him, the one who's not holding on to the talis, is going to be believed that we're going to restore it to Yachloiku. The shaila is as follows. Why did we say he's believed? To say tukfa, that he grabbed it away from me? Because we said, we don't see it as if this person is muhzuk, because we expect him to grab it. But in a case when one person, let's say, what's the din in the following case? Reuven has a talis. And it's Reuven's talis. Reuven has a cow. Reuven has a cow. The next day, Shimon's holding the cow. Reuven says, I rented it to him. with Edim, without Edim, doesn't make a difference. Edim are not here. And Shimon says, no, he didn't. He sold it to me. Don't use cows. Sorry, it's Goydris. Bad example. A car. Reuben has a car. And it's Reuben's car. The next day, Shimon has the car. Shimon says, he sold it to me. Reuben says, no, I just rented it to him. What's going to psak going to be? Assuming it's not. So we're assuming, again, over here, where my taina is not that he grabbed it from me. My taina is just that he rented it, so why are you neman? Where does the nemanus come from? The only reason you're neman to say grabbed it, we answered the penesha was kasha, was because grabbed it, it's likely he's going to grab it. And therefore, we don't see it as if there's a muchzakais because of that. But over here, where he's tightening something else, he's not tightening he grabbed it. He's tightening he rented it. Okay, I'm going to see Mechavei Olaraya. He's holding it. You're agreeing that he's holding it and that it's his. So, why over here would he be Neman? The Choyra, you have to say, that the Nemanus is only going to be with Amigul. His Nemanus is going to be with Amigul. Amigul that he could have said, Chatafta. If you grabbed it from me, so then if I would have said grabbed it, it would have been believed. Now that I'm saying that you rented it, so and I could have said that he grabbed it, therefore I'm going to be Neman. And that's what Tosis is asking the question. So why when he says Beloy Sadi is he not Neman with the same Migu? Says Tosis, the answer is Demigu bimakoim edim hu. Because this is a migu in the place of Edom. What does he mean, Edom? There's no Edom here. He means that Anan Sahadi, we're Edom. Your taina is such a ludicrous taina. You rented it to him without Edom? That's ridiculous. It's as if we have Edom that it didn't happen. This is not the way people do business. Yesterday you accused him of being a Ganav, and today you're renting it to him without Edom? Ridiculous. So therefore, it's like your migu is going up against Anan Sahadi. However, in a case where he's tining that he rented him with Edim, he just doesn't have the Edim here. Is it Amigu bimokoim Anan Sahadi? No. And then he'll be Neman, says the Ramban. Then he's Taka Neman. So he believed to make this Taina. But I want to explain to you that the fee what we're saying, the only taina that really is Naman, the only taina that really is a good taina over here is what? Tuck, they grabbed it from me. Because we said on that he doesn't have a muchzakais. Why not? Because it's dvarim, it's like dvarim ha'asi l'hash l'haskil. So therefore you can't say, what do you mean? I'm holding it. Goodbye. What do you mean? I'm holding it. No. If you would say that he was tukva, then he'd believe. So when the Gemara entertained that he's going to be believed to say that I rented it to him, the Gemara is very sad. In the very inception, the Gemara suggests that he's going to believe that he's rented it. Why should he be believed that he rented it to him? Because of Migu. So the Gemara was, when it said, maybe believe him that he rented it, the Gemara meant Migu. So when Tosfos says, Ve'enoy Neman b'Migu, Tosfos is not saying something additional to the Gemara, like, hey, why doesn't he have a Migu? Tosfos is saying pshat in the Gemara. This is not a new question of Tosfos. This is what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara says, what do you mean? The Oigus Leveloi Sadi, and Tosfos explains, and therefore you're not Neman b'Migu because Migu Makom Edim. Tosfos on the second doesn't introduce an Im Toimar. Vim Toimar, I have my own question. Whenever Tosfos asks his own question, Tosfos introduces it with a Vim Toimar. I got a question over here. Gemara, why didn't you believe him with Migu? Why didn't Tosfos do that? Because Tosfos is learning this, he's lacing this into the Gemara itself. The Gemara was saying Neman b'Migu, because why else should he be believed? The only reason you believe it is to say Tokva is because it's the last in the Hashanah Asker. No, it's Darkoi to be Tokafit. But over here, where he's claiming he wasn't Tokafit, so where should his Nemanis come from? It should come from Migu. So Gemara is answering there's no Migu because it's an Atsahani. So what does that mean? It's Migu Makom Edim. Yeah.
If it comes out that we're saying it's Migu Ais,
we'll see Migul Haitz in a minute. Sibat. Okay. Azoy l'choyra, Kumtais from Tosfos. Kumts again, the Meiri. And the Meiri says a different teretz to Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos had gefragt, it's a migu, and he says the migu makam edim, and that's the pshat in the Gemara at least. Says the Meiri, I have a different way of learning over here. There's a migu lahaitzi. There's no migu here. Your migu is trying to take it out of the hands of the person who's holding it. Migu lahaitzi lo amrina. That's very debatable, if migu lahaitzi amrina or lo amrina. However, we've seen the discussion of migu lahaitzi. And I don't remember where we saw migu lahaitzi. Where in Beis Amid Beis? Who? Tosfos. Tosfos is the one that introduced to us Beis Amid Aleph, the bottom, the third Tosfos. He's the one who introduced to us the concept of the migu lahaitzi lo amrinan. So why is Tosfos asking the kasha over here of migu? This is DOA. This is a migu lahaitzi. Migu lahaitzi lo amrinan. And Tosfos himself holds a migu. There are some Rishonim that hold migu lahaitzi amrinan. There was a whole chabura about with the koyach of migu. How does migu work? Avi, that's what you gave? Yeah. Migu, anan tzahadi koyach hataina. I'll call upon him. Tosfos holds migu lahaitzi lo yamrinon. So what's Tosfos' kasha? Says the Birkas Avraham, Meiridik. Migu lahaitzi doesn't mean if you physically take it out of someone's hands. Migu lahaitzi means I'm taking away from a muchzuk. I'm taking from a muchzuk. Now, this person who's holding on to the talus, before was shnayim achzim talus, now we see it in the hands of one of them. Is he considered to be a legitimate muchzuk? The same way we said a line before in Tosfos, that this is considered to be similar to Dvar Ma'asi Lahashi Lahaskir, similar to things that Goydrus Sheinlem Chazaka, because it's derech, the normal is for him to grab it. So the fact that he grabbed it, he's holding it now, doesn't mean we don't see it as in his possession. And if the other person would claim he grabbed it from me, what would we do? If the other person would claim he grabbed it from me, what would we do? We would take it away from him. So he's not muchzik. He's not a real muchzik. Therefore, it's not called a migu lahaitzi. Migu lahaitzi is only when you're taking away from someone who is a muchzik in the talis. But over here, I could say right now, if I wanted to, I could say, chatafta. You grabbed it from me. You're takfa from me. And I would get it back. What does that mean? You're not really a muchzik in the talis. Therefore, Tosfos says it's not a migu lahaitzi. What Nisanel is pointing out quite correctly is that the Meiri is going to have an entirely different pshat in this Gemara. Because the Meiri learns there is no Migu over here. If there's no Migu over here, woe is the Gemara's Havamina that is going to be believed to say that I rented it to him. We were learning in Tosfos the whole Havamina was only because of the fact that you had a Migu. According to the pshat that we're saying of the Meiri, where there's no Migu because the Migu Lahaitzi, so then he has to have a whole different shot in the Gemara. And Achanami, you'll see the Rishonim, there's a whole different gang in this Gemara. Totally not like Tosfos. What we learned up until now is all Tosfos' Mahalach. Tosfos says this is not called the Migu Lahaitzi. And Tosfos says that over here, we said that if a person would say Chatafta, he would be Naaman to say Chatafta. Why? Because we said this is all Tosfos Lishitasa. That Tosfos holds that this is a case where we don't see him as being a muchzik in the talus. Okay. What would be the pshat in why over here we are saying that it's considered to be a migu lahaitzi? We said a very good svara in Tosfos. The svara, it's dvar ma'asi lahashi lahaski. These are things that it's normal for people to grab. It's normal. Goydris and behemoths don't have a chazaka. And we said, pots don't have a chazaka. So in this type of environment, also the talus, it's normal for him to grab it. That was Rav Moshe Feinstein's svara. It sounded like a great svara. And the Birkas Avraham is just trying to like extend that to explain why it's not a migu lahaitzi. Vos halt the Meiri. Comes along Rav Avraham Erlinger and he says, the Rambam has an interesting shita in these things of dvar ba'asi lahashe lahaskir. It's a very lumdish azach. Says the Rambam the following thing. Says the Rambam, the only time your chazaka doesn't work is if it is a cheftza that is normal to lend out. For example, a pot. Pots are lent out. Animals go from place to place. But something that is in a situation of that it constantly is moved from possession to possession, that doesn't change the din of the chazakah. You have to know what the svara of the Rambam is. It's a very brisker vort, but the Rambam is saying dvarma asi lahash lahaskir is totally in the chefza. So now, in general, the people grab talisim one from the other. In general, no. It's just we're in a situation of shnayim achzav talis. We see that they're grabbing, so therefore we can assume that this fellow in this circumstance would grab. The Rambam holds that's not enough to make that there's not going to be a chazakah. Because it's not a davar, it's not a chavtza that is asil hashal haskir. So therefore, the Rambam would hold over here, would he be neman to say that he grabbed it from me? According to the Rambam, no, he wouldn't be neman. You got to figure out how the Rambam's going to learn a Gemara. True, how's the Rambam going to learn a Gemara? Very schwer. Because it sounds like he's only not believed because he says, I rented it. But if he would say, I grabbed it, it sounds like he'd be believed. The Rambam's going to learn a Gemara differently. There's a whole different shot in the Gemara. Beis Hashem, hopefully, Avraham Yisafran saying Chabur tomorrow. He's going to say Chabur on the other shot in the Gemara. Stay tuned, my friends. But the Rambam L'choira over here is going to have to learn he's not neman to say Chatafta. He would not be believed. Again, that makes sense to Ram. We started with the svara. The svara pshuta is hamoytzi mechavero alavaraya. What do you mean? I grabbed it. Prove I grabbed it. I'm holding it now. Go fly kite. You have to prove it. Now I'm holding it. We said the svara is no because you're holding. We don't see as a real muchzakais because being the person was grabbing beforehand. Therefore, we assume that he'll be very comfortable grabbing it. It's like dvar masal hashal haskil. Says the because I'm from the Rambam holds that's only if it the cheftza is a dvar masal hashal haskil and the gav. The Shaila, however, is on the Me'iri. Because the Me'iri is stuck in a stira. The stira in the Me'iri is as follows. On the one hand, the Me'iri says he is Neman to say Chotafta. And on the other hand, the Me'iri says it's a Migul Lahaitzi. So on the one hand, the Me'iri seems to be saying he's Neman to say Chotafta, which is like Toisvis. And then he says it's called a Migul Lahaitzi, which is not like Toisvis. What happened? If you're never to say chatafto, we're saying that there's no mechzakais. If there's no mechzakais, why is it called a migul haitzi? Says the Birkas Avraham, Amari de Kalamdis. This will close. He says, if I say chatafti, so then I'm working together with the svara of that's asla hashla haske. What I'm saying is, you know, it's probably going to be that he grabbed it. Guess what? He grabbed it. So therefore, the mechzakais doesn't exist because I'm working along with the taina of saying that this person grabbed the talis. However, if I say I rented it to him, he didn't grab it. I am a migu. I could have said he grabbed it, but the moment I say he didn't grab it, what happens to his holding of the talis? It becomes a mechzakais. Now he's got a mechzakais. You're right. If I would have said chotaf, he wouldn't have a mechzakais. But the moment that I say he wasn't chotaf, I admit he wasn't chotaf, I rent it, too late. You're not neman. What?
You wouldn't
be neman. What?
Once you're not saying chotaf, he's not neman, you're taking away the migul.
Right. Once he says chotaf, he's not neman. Once he doesn't say chotaf, he's not neman. You're not neman. The only time you're neman is to say chotaf. The Miri is going to say you're only neman to say chotaf and nothing else. If you say chotaf, that you'll be believed. Because chotaf is working together with the svar of why there's no mechzakais. The moment I admit that it's not chotaf, then the mechzakais all of a sudden becomes a full mechzakais. It's a migul haitzi. Twice this pashtus holds, being that who's the one that Gil created the mechzakais? Who created it? Him. So it's like a Pesha Aser, Pesha Inter. You can't use that Mechzakais against me. I could have said Chotav and you wouldn't have a Mechzakais. So I have a Migu. My Migu is, you can't stop my Migu based on something I said. I'm the one who made the Mechzakais. So you can't stop my Migu. And that's the Machloikas over here between Toisvis and the Me'iri. Beis Hashem will continue with more tomorrow.